open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
The offseason has arrived, but for the Cleveland Browns, every day is game day.
We're a young football team that's trying to get better for the long haul. You know, and we're not in this thing for a quick fix and try to do something that's not going to be long term.
From the Senior Bowl to the Super Bowl.
We are going to build through the draft. We're going to be selective in free agency, I think. And it allows us to look not just to next year, but look to 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
From the combine to the NFL draft.
That's the idea of the offseason here, is to try to keep the guys that you have, and if you got to resign, you do what you can to do it. And then, you know, you add to your roster new players.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Fights and pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
24 days and counting until the 2012 NFL Draft. And we'll be there. We're going to be there. This show will be there in Radio City Music Hall. Looking forward to it. In these 24 days, lots of discussion. You're going to hear all kinds of theories and opinions and more opinions about what the Browns should be doing with those three picks in the first 37, especially what they should do with that fourth overall choice. And yours truly, we've got a show tonight that's going to address this pretty heavily, and I would say most of our shows going forward will, between now and April 26, 27, will address the draft heavily. Bill Polian, who is one of the all-time great executives in football, I mean, one of the sharpest drafting minds, if you will, has done this for many years. We go back many years to his really first day on the job before he became Bill Who. He was Bill Who before he became Bill Somebody with the Buffalo Bills. Occupied a little corner closet-sized office in Rich Stadium in Orchard Park, New York. And then went on to become the Bill Polian that everybody knows now as a six-time NFL executive. So he's now out of football and working in the media. He works for ESPN. He works for Sirius XM NFL Radio. He'll be on the show. We're going to break down the draft with him in general, but specifically we'll get into some Browns talk and get his thoughts. Nate Ulrich from the Akron Beacon Journal covers the Browns. We'll get him on to talk some Browns talk as well. Going to introduce a new feature tonight. We're going to trot this out a few times a week for you. Season ticket holders, in addition to those of you who submit questions to us via the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages, we're going to go with questions that are coming straight from season ticket holders. We'll give like the first name and how long that person has held a season ticket with the Browns, and then ask the question. Very comprehensive stuff here. We're going to devote a segment to that. Something new we're doing, but I think it should be fun and great to interact with season ticket holders. From our Browns official Twitter page, Kurt asks, and this is driven by Liberty Ford, by the way, the Ask Vic segment. Kurt says the Browns should be taking Trent Richardson or Justin Blackmon at the four spot. Colt McCoy is going to be a good QB if you get the kid some weapons. And Kurt, this is the prevailing theme I think that you hear throughout, that it's about just finding the help now. Go into the season, the rest of this offseason with the thought that making Colt McCoy a better quarterback with better surrounding cast is the key. Going to talk a lot about that, as I said, with Nate Ulrich, and you'll hear some thoughts from Bill Polian about possibly another quarterback who could be interesting to the Browns. There's been a lot of Ryan Tannehill talk, as you've heard, and we'll hear what he has to say about that. That's coming up in a couple of minutes. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, a Football Monday edition. Vic Carucci with you for this full hour. Stick around for much more.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty, Ben Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Farmer Heights, Vermilion, Home. Hey, Browns fans, Bernie Kosar here. As a former NFL quarterback, I know what it's like to get hit hard. But you can keep your wallet from getting hit hard when you take advantage of Discount Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescription program. Discount Drug Mart offers hundreds of prescriptions and non-prescription medications starting at just $1.99. Just like my offensive line protected me, Discount Drug Mart will protect your wallet. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. Imagine shopping at your corner store and still being able to see and speak with a delivery man through your cell phone, accept a package, and have him leave in your garage, which you can open remotely. Well, now you can with an Alarm Force video relay. Get a video relay and an Alarm Force home alarm together for only $199 and just $35 per month.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Heat for as little as 10 cents an hour with help from Heat Exchange Hearth and Patio Shop. We have a great selection of wood, pellet, gas, and electric stoves, inserts, and fireplaces. Have an ugly fireplace? Change the look with new doors. Available in many styles for wood and gas fireplaces. Heat Exchange has everything you need to keep your home warm and cozy. So don't get left out in the cold. Get the Heat Exchange Hearth and Patio Shop on Lorraine Road, 2 miles west of I-480, Lorraine Road exit.
Spring is here. Harley Riders, on Saturday, April 7th, head to Southeast Harley-Davidson for the annual Easter Extravaganza, happening from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. The best time to save is during the Easter Extravaganza, with 15% off the Harley-Davidson motorcycle collection in the parts department and 20% off Harley-Davidson rain gear and licensed t-shirts. The Easter Extravaganza happens Saturday, April 7th, only at Southeast Harley-Davidson, located at the heart of the Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile, just off I-480.
You know, it's Monday, and it's a Let's Move It Monday. That's brought to you by Cleveland Clinic. You try to get 10,000 steps a day in this week and each week, and visit letsmoveit.org to learn more about how to stay active. Going to have a conversation coming up in a couple of minutes with the one and only Bill Polian, who is one of the top executives in the game, again, ESPN and SiriusXM NFL radio analyst. In light of what is coming up, we want to remind you that you can celebrate one of the most exciting nights of the year with the Cleveland Browns at the 2012 Draft Party. That's Thursday, April 26th at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Admission's free. The doors are going to open at 6 p.m. So for more information, check it out at clevelandbrowns.com. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Very happy to have with us now Bill Polian. He is the former president of the Indianapolis Colts, the architect of many a successful football team in a long run as one of the top executives in the league. Bill, welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily.
Hi, nice to be with you, Vic.
Well, Bill, I want to start, and now let's tell people what you're doing these days. You are, of course, an analyst for ESPN. You do great work with SiriusXM NFL Radio. I get the pleasure of working with you there. So now you do the fun stuff, the analysis.
Yeah, that's right. Now I can make decisions without any ramifications.
That's the best. Those are the best kind of decisions to make.
They are.
Yeah. Well, okay, so there was a time not very long ago, in fact, much less than a year ago, when you were making these draft decisions, Bill, for the Colts. And I want to talk with you, along, of course, with your son, Chris Polian, the former GM of the Colts. When you get to this point where I guess I call it, I think I'm probably quoting you, the lying season, where there's a lot of misinformation that's dispensed about what teams might do, and or what value players might have. It strikes me that in a matter of days of this past week, Ryan Tannehill, who I saw as an interesting, you know, athletic prospect who had very limited playing time in college at Texas A&M as a quarterback, suddenly is being talked about as this guy who could soar up the boards and maybe be as high as a fourth overall pick by the Cleveland Browns, some of the draft nicks speculate. But what drives this? What happens when these sorts of things kind of come out of nowhere?
Well, in Tannehill's case, what's driving it is the position he plays, quarterback, and the fact that he does really have unique talent, and in my opinion, would merit a high pick. I'm a big Ryan Tannehill fan, and before I left the Colts, I did a complete scouting report, soup to nuts, with the exception of the physical examination and psychological testing on all of the top quarterbacks, a couple of whom really didn't even come out into the draft this year. So I know all three of the quarterbacks that are being spoken about at the top quite well. Tannehill merits the attention based upon talent and a very, very high upside. He has not played as much quarterback as have Robert Griffin and Andrew Luck, but he is immensely talented, and he is a winner, and he's a high character guy and a very exceptionally smart guy. So, you know, he's got all the characteristics. This is real. Now, that said, his pick is kind of a pivotal pick, and the Browns are now the team to watch, because Washington has traded up ostensibly for RG3 or Andrew.
Right.
And so now the quarterback sweepstakes is on. If you assume that Minnesota will take an offensive tackle and all of the wise men assume that that is the case, you should first of all assume nothing during the draft. But
right.
if you assume that that's the case, then the Browns pick, number four, is really in play. That's the pivotal pick right now. And people who are interested in Tannehill are going to try and look to come up there or perhaps even up with Minnesota to try and get in front of the Browns. And at the same time, perhaps do business with the Browns if they presume that Minnesota will take a tackle or Minnesota is not interested in moving out. So there's a lot of action right around that 3-4 spot. That'll be where all the action will be on the first day of the draft. And it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Now, the issue of visits and people coming into facilities
right.
is threefold. On the one hand, they're legitimate because you may need to have your doctors actually get their hands on the player if he has an injury history or an injury that troubles your docs, and that varies from club to club. Secondly, he may have a piece missing in his profile, which would be a personal interview, a psychological test, an interview with the coordinator or something of that nature that you couldn't get done previously, and that's very common.
Okay.
And then the third is intelligence gathering, and that's more frequently done than you think. A player who you have absolutely no interest in, you bring in to find out who's interested in him, where he's been, what he's done, what people have asked him, et cetera, while at the same time creating a smokescreen for everyone else in the league.
Yeah.
Because as these visits are now chronicled, it seems on a minute-to-minute basis, somebody in Indianapolis looks up and says, holy mackerel, player X was just brought into Cleveland. They're not interested in an offensive guard. Why are they bringing him in?
Right. So you throw,
and if that's the guy you're interested in, you panic right away.
You
might be interested in trading with them.
You can throw people off the trail. I want to, before we leave the Tannehill topic too far here, Bill, is there a timing thing, though, for a player? So you talked about all his qualities, all his pluses, but the big minus, of course, is only 20 collegiate starts, more time as a wide receiver than a quarterback. Is it when you talk about a guy like this as a fit, and let's talk about it, say, from a Browns perspective or almost any team's perspective, you have, don't you have to be set up a certain way to have the patience to wait for this kid to sit aside and let him marinate, so to speak, because he doesn't seem ready to come in and do anything as a rookie?
I would think that would be true. I mean, that would be the conventional wisdom. He could prove you wrong because he is immensely talented and very bright and very hardworking, but he could prove you wrong. But on the other hand, common sense tells you that he probably won't contribute right away. But what better situation than the Browns, for example, where Colt McCoy is already there and an incumbent and can play and has, if I'm not mistaken, two more or three more years on his contract, correct?
Yeah, he's got more time. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got more time. So, you know, you could make an investment in the long-term future. Bring Ryan Tannehill in there, let him get his feet wet at his own pace, learn the game, and much as Aaron Rodgers did at Green Bay. Now, I'm not comparing him to Aaron Rodgers, but not a dissimilar situation, and let him get ready to go and play when the time is ripe. So, and in the meantime, you have nothing if not a really quality backup quarterback that you hope wouldn't have to play, but if he had to, he was gaining valuable experience. So that's an entirely plausible situation from my perspective, assuming, of course, that Mike and Pat and Tom, you know, really, really believe that he's the right guy. That's a huge assumption. And I wouldn't put my I wouldn't stack my judgment on quarterbacks up against those guys. They're terrific. So, you know, okay. It all assumes, of course, that they feel good about the player they're picking.
Sure. Bill Polian joining us. He's an analyst now for ESPN, Sirius XM NFL Radio, former NFL executive, many-time executive of the year in this league. Bill, as we talk about some of the other prospects, as you talk about the fourth overall position being so pivotal, so other names that come into the conversation, you hear about Justin Blackmon, you hear about Trent Richardson, we just made reference to Tannehill, but Morris Claiborne from LSU, the corner, a lot of names, and Matt Khalil, if Minnesota does surprise us and not take him there, it just seems like there's a pretty good cluster of really quality players that come into that conversation. Am I hitting the right names, A, and you've studied these guys. Your thoughts on the merits of their value in that range?
Yeah, I think you're talking about all the right names in no particular order. There's always someone who could sneak in there, but I think that those are the logical people to be available at that slot. Most people, as I say, most wise men have Khalil gone to the Vikings in front of the Browns at three, because he is such a outstanding pass blocker as a left tackle. He is not a big, strong bulldozer run blocker. That's not his strength. He's got great feet, great length, and he's a very good pass blocker. Strength is actually a little bit of a downside for him, but he'll grow into that as time goes by in the league. But, you know, Minnesota could also take Riley Reiff from Iowa, who is a little bit better run blocker. Or if they want Reiff, or they think they could get Khalil a little bit further down, they could trade out. So that ticks in play, as I said earlier. Secondly, Claiborne and Richardson and Blackmon are all quality players. No player is perfect, but they all have tremendous positives as opposed to their negatives, and they too could be in play. And ironically enough, I could see the St. Louis Rams, who have gone down with the Redskins and apparently spurned the Browns' offer to trade up for RG3, I could see the Rams interested in coming up if certain things happened at three, for example,
sure.
and wanting to come up for one of those three guys. So that would be there'd be a lot of irony in that situation.
Yeah. Heck yeah. No doubt. No doubt.
But it's not without the realm of possibility.
Sure.
And, of course, the conventional wisdom is that Miami is going to look to come up to take Tannehill.
Right.
But, you know, that's a little high for him, A. And B, you know, do the Browns really have interest in Tannehill, or can the Dolphins trade up a little bit lower and get him a little bit lower than that? We'll see. That's what makes the draft fun.
Oh, it's intrigue. It's all intrigue and fun stuff all the way around, no doubt. Bill, some other topics we haven't spoken since this happened. Peyton Manning, at least on the show, I should say, but Peyton Manning's signing with the Broncos, the guy that you drafted and brought into this league as the top overall pick with the Colts somewhat 14 years ago, is now a Bronco. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I think it's great for the Broncos. It's great for Peyton. It gets him off the treadmill of uncertainty that the free agency represented. He'd never been a free agent before. And so it puts him in a situation where now he can concentrate on learning his new teammates, learning a new offense, and getting himself 100% healthy. I was told by people that I trust implicitly, who were at his workout here at Duke University as recently as about 10 days ago, that he could play a game right now, and in fact threw a simulated game in the Duke practice facility to receivers that he'd worked with the Colts. So he's ready to go right now. By his own admission, and this is something he told me fairly recently, he still has a ways to go before he's going to feel 100%, that he's 100% there. But he could play a game right now. There's no issue there. I know he's looking forward to getting with his new teammates and his new coaches and getting going. And of course, it's a huge shot in the arm for the Broncos, who now have a quarterback who can win for them consistently in any way possible, running game, passing game, whatever it may be, coming from behind in 2 minutes, et cetera. And they also have the makings of a really good defense with those two pass rushers that they have coming off the edge. And I think a lot of people have missed this. The Broncos now have incredible veteran leadership in Champ Bailey and Peyton Manning, two future Hall of Famers that every young player on that team can look up to and say, this is the way you do it, the right way in the National Football League.
The other shoe that dropped, of course, with Manning's arrival in Denver is Tim Tebow being traded to the Jets. Gadget guy, guy who looks like he's going to work in these special packages, Wildcat and so forth, with Tony Sperano now there in charge of that offense in New York. What do you think about Tebow's impact beyond just the headline-making stuff, the iconic stuff that he brings?
Yeah, spare me the headline stuff. let's talk about on the field and in the locker room. I think there are two ramifications to it. The first is that he is a package player. That's what he is. He brings the ability to run the spread option. He brings the ability to run a power running game where he, in effect, is a power tailback. He brings the ability to occasionally throw the ball from one of those packages, which keeps the defense honest. He fulfills everything that Rex Ryan wants in an offense, the ability to pound the ball probably 60 to 65% of the time in the ball game, the ability to keep a defense off balance and have to spend time preparing for a unique player, which Tebow is, and the ability to shorten the game and keep his defense rested and off the field, the so-called protection of the defense, the phrase that's being used these days. So from a football standpoint, it makes absolutely perfect sense. There's no question about that. There is one drawback to that on a football perspective, and that is that these types of package quarterbacks, going all the way back to Steve McNair, who by the way, was probably 20% package quarterback and 80% really outstanding passer. And Tebow is nothing like that. It might be the reverse. These guys get hurt. Michael Vick has never finished a season. Tim Tebow got hurt in the playoffs last year after playing, 12 games, I guess?
Yeah.
Um, they get hurt. So the bottom line is that it's unlikely he will play 16 games, at least statistically. So that's a concern. The other concern is in the world's largest media market, where there is constant publicity every day, constant scrutiny every day, constant competition among myriad media resources looking for a story. You know, he is a tailor-made story, and sure. Can that cause some loss of concentration in the locker room on the job at hand, which is winning football games?
Boy, Bill, as usual, I could go on for hours with you, not just minutes. You're the best. We appreciate the breakdown. We will visit with you again. We look forward to it. And, of course, your great work on ESPN and SiriusXM NFL Radio.
Thank you, Vic.
All right. He is Bill Polian joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game. Hey, Browns fans, Vic Carucci here, talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. With over 30 years in Northeast Ohio, it's certain Liberty Ford will make your next vehicle purchase an easy one. A friendly and knowledgeable staff paired with high-quality customer service makes the Liberty experience impossible to beat. Plus, their guaranteed financing, award-winning service department, and body shop just add to it. Visit Liberty Ford today or go to libertyford.com.
Your teeth into munch madness with our revved up loop favorites. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, too quick to say goodbye.
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
There's no guarantee your new proposal will be approved by your biggest client. No guarantee your son will win his lacrosse tournament. We live in a world where guarantees are few and far between. But when you invest in municipal bonds insured by Assured Guarantee, every dime of principal and interest is guaranteed. Savvy investors rely on Assured Guarantee's financial strength and municipal credit experience. For insured municipal bonds, talk to your financial advisor or visit thinkassuredguarantee.com.
Spring is here, Harley Riders. On Saturday, April 7th, head to Southeast Harley-Davidson for the annual Easter Egg Extravaganza, happening from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. The best time to save is during the Easter Egg Extravaganza, with 15% off the Harley-Davidson motorcycle collection in the parts department and 20% off Harley-Davidson rain gear and licensed t-shirts. The Easter Egg Extravaganza happens Saturday, April 7th, only at Southeast Harley-Davidson, located at the heart of the Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile, just off I-480.
Slot machines, pinball, and other unique games. Great Lakes Gaming is the perfect solution for that special item to complete your man cave. Need something repaired? Great Lakes Gaming offers service on most machines. Call Great Lakes Gaming 216-390-6668.
To compete in today's marketplace, manufacturers must develop new products and find new market opportunities. But where can manufacturers go for help in designing new products and finding new markets? They should call Magnet. Magnet has worked with manufacturers for 28 years, creating hundreds of profitable new consumer and industrial products. To learn more about what Magnet can do for manufacturers, call Linda at 216-391-7766. That's 216-391-7766. Or go to magnetwork.org.
Your home for Lake Erie Monsters hockey is ESPN 850, WKNR, and 1540 KNR2, Cleveland.
Will Burge here for the all-new Mentor Nissan, where they sell Nissans for less. Looking for a new ride? Check out MentorNissan.com. You'll find the car you want at a price that's clearly marked. John Ashby and his staff make your experience fast, easy, and hassle-free. They're the team that I use, and you should, too. Right now, tell them Will Burge sent you, and you get 3 years free maintenance on any new or used vehicle you purchase from Mentor Nissan. For the lowest prices on Nissans, it's the all-new Mentor Nissan at Mentor Nissan.
Welcoming you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Happy you're hanging out with us on this Monday, this football Monday. And we want to tell you that tomorrow, Tuesday, this is pretty exciting stuff. Cleveland Browns Daily, this show, driven by Liberty Ford, we're going to drive our way to Discount Drug Mart in Strongsville for a grand opening. We're going to help them kick off the grand opening of that Discount Drug Mart store. And Discount Drug Mart is the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns. So the show will be there. Bertie Kosar on hand. Hanford Dixon on hand. The two regulars we have on the show. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we are looking forward to that with you tomorrow. Who else? Ben Watson be there. So I think it's going to be a very cool event, and we'll looking forward just to meeting folks who are showing up to say hi. We just don't get to interact with you guys enough. And speaking of interaction, in this segment, this is something new we're going to do now, just going forward a few days a week to at least start with, and then more as we get more of these questions. But our season ticket holders, Brown season ticket holders, have questions, have deep questions, you know, pointed questions, and offer their thoughts, concerns, observations, comments to the good folks in our ticket office. And we so they passed them along to me, get them all batched together and pass them along to me. And we decided, you know, let's provide these answers. We can provide them in the private setting, but let's do it publicly. And let's let folks who have submitted these questions know that they're heard and answered. For instance, Kevin from Cuyahoga Falls, he's been a season ticket holder since 1999. He says, sound organizations in the league have identities that have been set from the owner on down. We seem to still be struggling to find that identity. I wish that the team would be in a better situation by now. Why can't we get players to come here in free agency? Well, I agree with your point about identity, Kevin, and you're right about that. And it's winning organizations consistently where that term identity comes up. Usually you don't talk about identity with a team that isn't winning. So when you're sort of searching for it, it means you haven't found a sustainable solution to succeed. However, I would hasten to add that the identity of what the Browns are and want to be, and what I believe there are traces or there's evidence that this is coming along, is first of all, a very tough defensive team that will become better. An improving defense, I think, is with its youth and its quality and a top 10 ranking last year. It's legit to say that can be built upon. That's not spin. I mean, that's fact. You can look at that defense and see that it played well. And talk about the yardage that it gave up, sure. But let's talk about the points that weren't given up. And that's what the trait of that defense was. And that's the stat that matters the most, and that's the stat, that's the defense that allowed this team to not only win the games it won, but put it in position to win more that it found a way to lose. As far as not getting players to come to Cleveland in free agency, I think that's more of a function of, A, the team's philosophical approach, which is draft, 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 selectively sign free agents. If you open the door in the market to saying we'll pay whatever it is to just get the biggest name in here, and you take that approach, which is not the Browns' approach, they come. They show up where the offering of money is. The offering of money not being there is not an unwillingness to spend. It is more of a sense that is not a solution or a sustainable one, and that you can hurt yourself more than you help yourself by just going willy-nilly into free agency. And it's not a proven solution for success. It really isn't. Drafting is. Look at the best programs in the league. They draft well. And this team has drafted well these past 2 years. Tom Heckert is getting kudos, even from his harshest critics. and there's going to be critics there for Tom Heckert, for Mike Holmgren, for this program, for their ability to draft well, for what we saw these last two seasons, these last 2 years. So I believe they deserve some confidence that they can, with 13 picks going into the draft in 24 days, that starts in 24 days, know what they're doing. Rich from Independence, Ohio, he's a season ticket holder since 2000. Rich is not happy that Randy Lerner was one of the few owners, he said the only owner, that wasn't present at the league meetings last week down in Palm Beach, Florida. That's not true. There were other owners who were not there, but he was among those who didn't attend. Mike Holmgren was the owner's representative, and he's had that role for Randy Lerner since he was hired. And it's not unusual that he would not be there. He was at the vote for back in whatever it was, I think July, for the ratification or the process that approved the CBA that ultimately led to the CBA collective bargaining agreement being reached. But it's not unusual for owners not to be there. And as sexy as league meetings sound and as fascinating as they are for those of us on the outside, there isn't a ton of cause to actually be in that room. And I can tell you for a fact, I won't name his name, but there's another owner that I know quite well, kind of a contemporary of Randy Lerner's age-wise. He was just, to him, he was moaning and bemoaning the whole idea of having to sit through meetings the afternoon. He was like holding his head saying, oh, my God, what do we got? He's asking one of his staff members, because we were sitting together at lunch, what do we got this afternoon? And the guy said, well, you got something in financial this or something that. And again, it's a lot of minutiae. I mean, it's important stuff. It's business stuff. But owners have designates. They have people who run their businesses, as most big companies do. They're the ones who go, we could call them like working club executives. They're the ones who go in these sessions and really do the bulk of the heavy lifting and work with the information. It's not to say that the owners are disinterested because they care. It's their teams. But to hear every detail, every minute detail, is not necessary. Okay? I'm not saying that they're out of the loop of anything. Believe me, Randy Lerner's in the loop on everything. But his lieutenants, his people, are the ones that are the ones doing the work and spending the hours in those sessions. And same thing, Rich, within the context of this question, or within the paragraph. He says, how come Holmgren will go on a Seattle radio station and not talk at a Cleveland station? All right, Mike does appear pretty regularly on a Seattle station. He has a great friend there. This is the primary reason, who is the host, and they go back many years together, back to Mike Holmgren's days with the Seahawks. But I don't know what the – this is a manufactured topic to me. This is a topic that I've heard others on this particular station and then other radio stations in this market make a big deal about, because they seem to think that this is a snub. And the more they talk about it being a snub for them and their stations, the more you listen to it and say, yeah, he's snubbing. Yeah, he's snubbing Cleveland. He doesn't. And nothing could be further from the truth. And he's, by the way, he's appeared on this show, which means he's appeared on this station. So then they say, oh, yeah, but this is the Brown show. Okay, but he says, has said many, many significant thoughts and shared on this show. And offered insights that have been picked up, I know, a lot locally by other print media in town, so it can't be that insignificant, and national media for that matter. So he's telling you some stuff, and tune in and you hear it. And then he shows up and is part of briefings that have been held in the media room. I've seen them. They weren't a figment of my imagination multiple times, and he's great. And he gives, the media corps here does not have a complaint as far as access to this team. I can tell you, 33 years in this league, I can tell you there are teams, and I'm a former president of the Professional Football Writers of America. Essentially, the role of that job is liaison between media and the league. And usually, your busiest time is not when things are going well, when things are going poorly. You can't imagine what it's like where some teams have no access to the people at the Holmgren level, and how infrequently they hear from coaches in the offseason or general managers in the offseason. How they're kept at bay, how the Browns have as good an access policy and as much time available when you do hear from the coaches and the GM and the president, which is often. We know the owner does not, as hardly appears, but he has those voices out there, and they're available. And by the way, very few owners do much in the way of media. So I would tell you to keep that in mind as you go further with this. This team is, I have not heard any reporters have any real legit reason to complain about how much time and opportunity they get to talk to principals of the Browns. Okay, we've got more coming up, a conversation between yours truly and Nate Ulrich. He covers the Browns for the Akron Beacon Journal. More on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12 EA Sports. It's in the game.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to take
a loop. Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up loop favorites. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, get too quick to take a loop.
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runners, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
When it comes to exciting places to work, nothing compares to Quicken Loans.
We're a creative,
technology,
and people company.
I get time each week to create whatever I want.
I help the family purchase their first home, and I'm helping rebuild a great American city.
Are you ready for a job that rewards your innovation?
Good, because you found it. I'm talking over 300 jobs for developers,
programmers, project managers,
engineers.
You name it, we're looking for it. Our fast-paced banking and operations teams are looking for a ton of people. We've got great benefits, great facilities, and great people.
Quicken Loans is proud to be ranked in the top 10 of Fortune's best companies to work for in the U.S.
Dude, if you're looking for a gig, you should call 800-411-JOBS and find out why Computer World Magazine
has ranked Quicken Loans as one of the top 10 best places to work in IT.
We're Quicken Loans, and there's more to us than you think.
Call us today at 800-411-JOBS. That number again is 800-411-JOBS.
Or go to quickenloanscareers.com.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Spring is here, Harley Riders. On Saturday, April 7th, hit the Southeast Harley-Davidson for the annual Easter Egg Extravaganza, happening from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. The best time to save is during the Easter Egg Extravaganza, with 15% off the Harley-Davidson motorcycle collection in the parts department and 20% off Harley-Davidson rain gear and licensed T-shirts. The Easter Egg Extravaganza happens Saturday, April 7th, only at Southeast Harley-Davidson, located at the heart of the Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile, just off I-480.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Hey, Browns fans, experience the great benefits of being a Cleveland Browns season ticket holder. 2012 season tickets, they're on sale now, and they're more affordable than ever. With tickets starting at $32, go to clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 for more info. And this segment is brought to you by Madden NFL 12 EA Sports. It's in the game. Very happy to be joined right now by Nate Ulrich. He covers the Browns for the Akron Beacon Journal. Nate, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Vic.
So you've been a busy guy, like so many of us, trying to figure out what this draft is going to look like, doing those mock drafts, which are always fun. You've done a couple of them already for your newspaper, right?
Yeah, I've done two of them, and I post them on Ohio.com, and I'll continue to do so every week leading up to the draft. And then the final version, we'll put in the newspaper on draft day, April 26th.
All right, and mock number one that you did, you have the Browns taking Trent Richardson at number four. Then you revised it with mock two, and you went with Morris Claiborne, the LSU cornerback. So why the change from one mock to the other?
Well, I mean, it's all about exploring the different scenarios, and there are countless, probably an infinite amount of scenarios that really you could run through.
Oh, yeah.
With what the Browns got going on here, especially with two first-round picks and how they can mix and match things. But my basic premise for for the first mock draft, and it's my opinion that it makes the most sense for the Browns to pick the best offensive player available at number four.
Right.
Because I think, you know, offense is you know, they have a promising young defense, and I think offense is really where they need the most help.
Sure.
And I think that, you know, if Andrew Luck, Robert Griffin III, and Matt Khalil go first, second, and third respectively, then Trent Richardson would be the answer. I would take him over Justin Blackmon.
And Richardson, such an explosive guy, a big guy, but fast, complete player. Looks the part of just about everything you could want in a running back. Can catch the ball out of the backfield. So on that count, it makes him fit pretty nicely in this Browns offense.
Yeah, I think so. And I mean, you hear the comparisons to Adrian Peterson, and you know, offensive coordinator Brad Childress had Peterson in Minnesota. And Pat Shurmur had Steven Jackson in St. Louis. So, I mean, those guys have worked with feature backs, and they've seen what that kind of guy can do for their West Coast system. Now, do they necessarily need that guy? That's a question I'm not sure I know how they feel about that. Absolutely. I think they can kind of rely on a running back by committee system. But right. If they have that guy, hey, they've had those types before, and obviously they know they can benefit from them too.
You know, these are the thoughts I have when I think about Richardson at the four pick. I think number one, there's a big part of me that says four overall is too high to take a running back. I struggle with that. And just what you said, you can patch and committee and deal with the running back position in ways other than making that big of a draft pick investment. The second part of me is how much does this team utilize a running back, and how big a part of the offense is a back, because I'm not saying that the Browns are opposed to being a power team when they need to be, but I think this is a far different offense. I know it is from what it was prior to Pat Shurmur's arrival. Eric Mangini believed in, you know, taking Peyton Hillis and just pounding the football as much as possible. And Trent Richardson is the kind of guy that I think when he's mostly effective for you, he's that guy. He's that 30-something carry a game type of player. And I don't know if this is a 30-something carry a game offense, despite the good points you make about Jackson and Peterson with working with Shurmur and Childress. But having said all that, it's such a physical division with such physical defenses, and I think the more physical you can be when you need to be, especially late in the game for as many close games as this team had, that's a plus for having Richardson on your squad.
Yeah, and you can go back and forth with this all day, but I think the bottom line in my belief is that if the Browns want to stand pat at quarterback with Colt McCoy and Seneca Wallace, now that, you know, the trade for RG3 didn't pan out.
Yeah.
I think that you surround, and this has been the company line by Mike Holmgren, Tom Heckert, Pat Shurmur. I think that they, you know, a realistic, logical backup plan is to surround Colt with the best offensive weapons you can in the draft. And I think in terms of making an immediate impact, I think Trent Richardson makes a greater impact for this offense, even if he's getting 18 to 23 carries a game, as opposed to an impact that Justin Blackmon would make. Not saying that I don't think they could pick Justin Blackmon. They certainly could. He's one of four guys I really think it could be a realistic target for them.
Yeah, they're
four.
In the same kind of grade area.
Right.
The grade would be, I think, similar on those guys. Nate Ulrich from the Akron Beacon Journal joining us. Here he covers the Browns on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So you went with Morris Claiborne as you looked at, again, another scenario. And strong arguments can be made for this guy, a guy who could line up and lock things down at that corner position opposite Joe Hayden, giving you that picture, that mental picture of two outstanding corners being in your secondary, your backfield for many years to come.
Yeah, I personally believe that, you know, fans, a lot of fans at least, like the idea of Morris Claiborne, because to them it represents, you know, a reincarnation of Dixon Minifield.
Mm-hmm.
Because you could pair Morris Claiborne with Joe Hayden and have that kind of, you know, two legitimate shutdown cornerbacks. I personally think that's a luxury that this team can't afford at this point. But the reason why I picked Morris Claiborne in mock draft is because Tom Heckert might think differently. Okay, my first mock draft, I looked at it and said, okay, best offensive player available, and I had Trent Richardson as that guy. If Tom Heckert says best player available, regardless of which side of the ball he's going to help, I think that could be Morris Claiborne, and that's why I think that he's a realistic possibility, especially because you have picks number 22 and 37, you can still get a, I think they're going to be able to get a good receiver at 22, and I think they can get a pretty solid running back at 37.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe if they end up with Morris Claiborne at 4, that's how that would pan out.
Yeah, you make great points there, and there's something that tells me, and I don't know how this team has graded these players at all. I'm not privy to that information. I'll say that up front, but I do think that there's a better than even chance that a Morris Claiborne could have a higher grade when you look at him, just if you put players side by side. And then it comes down to how much of a higher grade, if that's true, than he would have over one of the offensive players, because now if you're thinking need versus best player, and that's where I think if the gap is tight enough, you may just say, well, I'm going to go with the need, because the grade isn't that much of a disparity. But if there is a big disparity, then you can't screw around with the integrity of your board. And that becomes a real risky thing, and you can put yourself in trouble if you're saying, no, got to go receiver because that's what we need, even though Claiborne is a far better football player.
Right, and I second your statement that, you know, I don't know how Tom Heckert's grading these guys, and no one's going to know. But, you know, I think that, and you've heard it before, but I really do believe that the best draft strategy is a marriage between need and best player available.
Right.
And that's why I think that best offensive player available makes the most sense. I think that, hey, I mean, if you're looking at the top three picks in the top 37, I think if you look at what the Browns need and the guys who could be there and come in and make immediate impacts, mm-hmm. I think you could go running back, receiver, and offensive right tackle
right.
with those three picks. But obviously, hey, you know, if they love Claiborne and they think they can fill some of those other needs on the offensive side, you know, with 22 and 37, heck, even 67, maybe they, in the third round, if we want to look that far, they might be able to get an offensive right tackle there. You know, maybe then they would go with a defender.
Now, what about quarterback? When we think about this position now, the only other name that comes up consistently is Ryan Tannehill, because there was a lot of flurry and discussion about him shooting up the board, and people, national draft analysts, are wanting to attach him to the Browns at 4. I just think that's a really high place for a guy who has such limited experience, who is such a project. I know people love him. Bill Polian on this show, earlier in this show, raves about him and talks about him extensively as a player with a tremendous upside, loves his talent. I've heard Gil Brandt, a talent guru, of course, with the Cowboys, formerly with the Cowboys, as Polian was formerly with the Colts and Bills and Panthers, talk very favorably about Tannehill's skill, but 4th overall pick, I want a guy who's not only more ready to play now than not ready, and 2, that when we talk about the mistake, the learning curve, I just think he's got such a big, big learning curve ahead of him.
Yeah, I mean, he's raw, and I think there's no secret
really?
About that. Yeah. And it would take, and I think that, you know, even the guys, you know, Mike Mayock, NFL Network, very well respected, said, hey, I think Cleveland has to take this guy for Todd McShay, ESPN. I was on a conference call with him last week.
Yeah.
Said I think he's going to be it's going to be very difficult for the Browns to pass him up at 4. And you know, these guys, they make good points, because if the Browns think that Ryan Tannehill has the stuff it takes to become a franchise quarterback in this league, then it's not crazy. But I totally get the point that, hey, and I agree with you on that, Vic, that he's going to take time to develop.
When are you going to see him play?
It's just a gamble. It's a risk. Obviously, all draft picks are, but he seems a little high at 4. I will say, and this could be said for some of the guys, this might be able to, might be, you know, a legit argument for some of the guys we even talked about earlier, but I think the Browns are more likely and would feel a lot more comfortable they can move down a couple spots, trade down a couple spots.
Yeah.
Tom Heckert said, hey, you know, obviously it's a possibility, and maybe if they did that, they'd feel more comfortable rolling the dice on Ryan Tannehill.
And how ironic, and we talked about this a little earlier too with Bill Polian, how ironic to say go to St. Louis's spot at 6, this, when you couldn't make the deal with them to go up to 2. But, and maybe moving down or further than that, being doubling down and then getting the guy like that maybe more toward the middle. But Miami is a team that also is heavily attached to Ryan Tannehill. I guess the only other quarterback, Brandon Whedon, is the, maybe the only one worth discussing. And, of course, he's got the age thing. He'll hit like 29, I believe, at the start of the 2012 season. But what an arm, what poise. You'd expect a guy that age and who's been through professional baseball, been through a already had a taste of professional athletics. He's got it together. And there just seems to be a lot to like about him physically, even more so. I'm comparing him with Colt McCoy, and he's older than Colt, but I mean, you see the size, you see the strength, and you see a guy, not much mobility, but, and then comparing to Tannehill, a much more ready to play kind of guy. And, you know, given how much urgency I would say you feel as a team coming off a 4-12 season and trying to get this program where you have to have those wins to create that belief that things are working well for you, that's where that quarterback decision becomes interesting. I'm not saying it precludes you from taking somebody young and developmental, but it's got to make you think a little longer about it.
Yeah, and the interesting thing with Whedon, I think, is going to be, can you get him with 37? Or is somebody going to be threatening to take him at 22?
Just out of range, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, he doesn't seem like a guy who is necessarily anywhere in the first round unless it's late first. But he could be at the top of the second. And then there might be one of those lower teams that doesn't have a specific quarterback need that does the Ryan Mallett thing with New England, does that flyer on him.
Yeah,
with a late first pick or a second pick. Yeah,
right. Yeah, and the thing about Whedon, I mean, you said a lot of it, but you know, I talked to the offensive coordinator at Oklahoma State, Todd Monken, and he's been around the NFL, and he spent the previous four seasons with the Jacksonville Jaguars, and he says that this guy can make all the throws and that he's as accurate as anyone he's ever been around. The interesting thing that I took away from the conversation was, you hear, this offseason, you heard all this stuff about Matt Flynn.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, he was linked to this team for a long time. And obviously, he ended up with the Seahawks. But Todd Monken knows Matt Flynn.
Sure.
He knows him well. He spent time with him at LSU. And he said he would take Brandon Whedon every day over Matt Flynn. That really stood out to me.
I think he's got a better arm. I mean, I think he's got a much better arm than Flynn. No, that would be my takeaway. I just didn't love Flynn's arm, and so anyway, great stuff. Wonderful to break it down with you. We got much more of this, I know, to do between now and draft time.
Hey, thanks, Vic. I appreciate it.
He is Nate Ulrich from the Akron Beacon Journal, covers the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game. Hey, Browns fans, Vic Carucci here, talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. With over 30 years in Northeast Ohio, it's certain Liberty Ford will make your next vehicle purchase an easy one. A friendly and knowledgeable staff paired with high-quality customer service makes the Liberty experience impossible to beat. Plus, their guaranteed financing, award-winning service department, and body shop just add to it. Visit Liberty Ford today or go to libertyford.com.
I am Bernie Kosar, and I'm proud to say that I am from Northeast Ohio. Proud to have worn the Cleveland Browns uniform and proud to have played before the best fans in the world. Likewise, Discount Drug Mart, proud to have served the people of Ohio for over 40 years, offering a wide range of products, convenient locations, and money-saving prices. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns. Remember, Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
You'll find everything you need.
The new computer lab sure is popular, Shelly.
Oh, I've heard. And I'm setting up four more stations next week. When it comes to passions, Shelly tops the list. She heads the IT department for our local school system. Not long ago, she came to me and my team at Time Warner Cable Business Class with an idea. Let students take classes from any of the district's 10 schools without leaving their own classrooms. After all, the more resources the kids have, the more they'll learn. When I met with Shelly, we came up with a way to connect all the schools with an Ethernet solution. Now she can stream high-def video between locations. Who knows what Shelly will think of next? Helping students learn is Shelly's business. I'm proud she's made it my business, too.
To learn more, call 866-TWC4BIZ or visit twcbc.com. Time Warner Cable Business Class. You first, the technology follows.
Products and services not available in all areas. Some restrictions apply.
Get ready, Cleveland, for sounds of cheering, goal horns, and skate cutting through the ice of Quicken Loans Arena. Experience Cleveland's team, Monsters Hockey.
Get to the queue for Patrick Bortolo Bobblehead Night, presented by Time Warner Cable on Saturday, April 7th, when the Monsters take on the IceHogs at 7:30. The first 5,000 fans receive this exclusive bobblehead. For tickets, call 216-420-0000. Visit LakeErieMonsters.com or any Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart. Your Monsters are presented by Kaiser Permanente.
Spring is here, Harley Riders. On Saturday, April 7th, hit the Southeast Harley-Davidson for the annual Easter Egg Extravaganza, happening from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. The best time to save is during the Easter Egg Extravaganza, with 15% off the Harley-Davidson motorcycle collection in the parts department and 20% off Harley-Davidson rain gear and licensed T-shirts. The Easter Egg Extravaganza happens Saturday, April 7th, only at Southeast Harley-Davidson, located at the heart of the Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile, just off I-480.
And we want to thank some people for their great contributions. Bill Polian, Nate Ulrich, Drew Boatner, who else? Danielle Lavelli, and our producer tonight, Will Burge. Tomorrow night, this show will be in Strongsville. We're going to be at the grand opening, Discount Drug Mart. Be there for it. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
NCAA men.